Hi, this is Ashley Gallagher from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus Student Edition, a podcast series dedicated to pharmacy students. On this month's episode, I spoke with Sue Ojagir about her coloring book that explores different pharmacy career paths. To start, can you just give us a brief background about yourself and what led you to creating a coloring book?
Hi, my name is Dr. Sue Ojagir. I recently published a coloring book that comprises of approximately 50 pharmacy specialties. And I got to this project kind of by trial and error, or just kind of something I threw together last minute. I started my writing journey mainly by publishing my first children's book, which is called The Pharma Heroes, from my love of PGX and wanting to explain it in a very simplified terms. So I decided to create a children's book to help explain the whole process of what PGX is. So it's relatable and understandable by both children and adults. And I decided to create the coloring book because it is coming up on my 15-year anniversary of graduating from St. John's. And I wanted to have something available for students as well as pharmacists that are currently practicing that depicts our profession. I don't think everyone is aware of all the different specialties that are available out there. And I think this does a really good job in explaining and just kind of putting together all the different aspects of pharmacy, which many people are not aware of.
So a coloring book is kind of like unique, especially for like a pharmaceutical book. So why did you choose to create a coloring book specifically, like as the medium for this book?
Mainly because there isn't one out there. I decided to just own that space and just why not do something funner and make it exciting? And I mainly wanted to do it as a gift for the graduating class from St. John's and gift it to them as a present for them and entering the pharmacy profession, especially the way pharmacy is right now. There's a lot of talk in the media. There's a little bit of negativity going around with the pharmacy profession. So I just wanted to make something light and fun and enjoyable. And you know, just expose them to all the different areas that are available. And, you know, it's a great stress reliever. So why not make it fun and entertaining for them?
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to your monthly Mental Health Minute. I'm Dr. Jessica Louie, host of the Burnout Doctor podcast. Now, I've spoken about the importance of taking a CEO day. What is this, and is this something that even students and pharmacists can realistically do amid all of their responsibilities? Yes, I often talk to people about taking a CEO day for their life, the chief executive officer. Now, how we go about each of our lives is not that much different from how a company is run. Each of our lives has the potential for success and joy, or heartache and negativity, depending upon how it is managed. If you choose to take the leadership role, the director's seat, the CEO, yes, it can be intimidating, challenging, or frightening because if success is not attained, the responsibility is yours to bear. However, if success is attained, we jump for joy and congratulate ourselves. So be the CEO of your life. You can start off with these initial steps using the Burnout Doctor method. First, define your why in your vision statement. Why do you get out of bed each and every morning? Make sure you're able to say this out loud and write it out clearly for people to understand. Second, take action in your life. Third, audit your life. Fourth, seek self-approval instead of approval from others. You can get further ideas on how to set up your day as a CEO day on the Burnout Doctor podcast, episode 157. Thank you for listening to this month's monthly Mental Health Minute.
What pharmacy career paths did you include? And are there some that were like more unexpected or more non-traditional than you thought and were just really interesting to learn about?
Yes, there are quite a few listed in here. I started off when I listed out every career path or specialty that I could think of in pharmacy, I came to about 30. And I had to make a few revisions after I finalized everything, and I came up to close to 50 specialties. So I was quite surprised myself. Some of them that we're very familiar with, such as ambulatory care, MSLs, retail pharmacy, hospital pharmacy, and they are some ones that I haven't personally never heard of or seen any pharmacists practicing until I connected with a few and started to include them as well, such as military pharmacists, there's a veterinary pharmacist, regulatory affairs, public health. So there's quite a lot of pharmacists practicing in specialties that we're not familiar with or not seeing them on a day-to-day basis. So I wanted to celebrate them and just make the profession aware of that they are lots of areas that you could practice in.
How can these different career paths be good for the pharmaceutical industry? And do you believe that they are beneficial for pharmacists and pharmacy in general?
Yes, for sure. Especially now that, you know, there's quite a lot of talk about burnout in our field and a lot more opportunities for work from home. There's hybrid positions available as well. So it's great. It's a great resource for just public education as well as the professional education, and being able to venture out into all these different areas to practice and just owning your space. If you don't see one particularly, you could create it. Like, for example, when I was in school, I wasn't aware that there was a specific pharmacist practicing in poison control, or there was one owning the space for pharmacogenomics. But if you see a need for that in your specialty and your profession, create it and just be the lead pharmacist in that and take the direction.
What would your advice to students be, especially those who are looking to go into a more non-traditional pharmacy path or to create their own path?
Definitely do your research, and do when you're on rotations, go on every rotation and take in all that information. Don't make the easy choices or choose the easy ones just to get go through the class or just to get the experience, but really do try to get a feel for all of the different specialties that are available, because there's a lot to practice in. And just not limiting yourself. If you feel that you're not happy to certain choice or your location or whatever field you're in, choose a different area that might be of interest, or just that you feel that you would provide better patient care. There's a lot of options out there. And always remember, if you start off in one, it doesn't mean that you have to completely stay in that particular field. You could always venture out and choose something else that's more fitting to your needs and what you like to do.
And lastly, is there anything else that you wanted to add that we might not have touched on, or any last minute thoughts that you have?
There's a lot going on in the pharmacy profession right now. And I just want you to be aware, or all the new grads that are out there, all the practicing pharmacists, that there are options to practice and still enjoy your profession. Remember why you chose to become a pharmacist in the first place. It was to provide excellent patient care. And if you feel that you're not doing so in your particular field, job location, or wherever you're practicing, that you do have options, and there's many different avenues for you to go down and just enjoy what you're doing, because you have to enjoy what you're doing in order to love it. So lots of options available.
Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus, Student Edition. Tune in next month to hear more about the latest trends and issues for pharmacy students.